Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Hearst Ranch Grass-Fed Beef, available on the internet at HearstRanch.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Hearst Ranch. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. With my Below the Mason-Dixon charm, I spotlight the culture of the food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today we'll be talking St. Croix and summer travel and events. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I don't know if you know yet, folks, but we have a live call-in number. Jack is back in the lab with me today, so he'll be answering the phone. Our number here is 718-497-2128. Okay, so what the first official day of summer is. It's something, some date in June, but Memorial Day is definitely the unofficial start. So that means, you know, travel plans, grilling, and all that stuff. Where are folks going for the summer? I know I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, but I'm curious if you're, I didn't get a chance to tweet this, but if you're listening now, send me a tweet. Let me know. Are you going to the Caribbean? Are you going to, everyone goes to Montauk here in New York City.
I'm going to Bonnaroo.
Oh, you're going to, when is Bonnaroo, Jack?
It's this weekend.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize it. So yeah. Are you driving? It's in Tennessee, right?
Tennessee.
What part of Tennessee?
It's called Manchester. But I don't know Tennessee very well.
Okay. So, yeah, Bonnaroo is going on this weekend.
So Heritage Radio will be there. If any listeners are going to be there, too, come find us.
Yeah, you got to check out Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo has been around for a minute. I think it's actually on a farm, Jack.
It is, yeah. Well, they call it a farm.
Oh, so the farm is Bonnaroo?
I don't know. It's a big empty field. But Roberta's will be there. A lot of good food vendors are going to be there. We will be there getting interviews with everybody. And if you tune into Heritage Radio Network on Sunday, we'll be calling in live.
Okay, so I definitely have to check on that. So, yeah, Bonnaroo. So, Jack is going south. Okay, Jack. Some people are going to the Caribbean. Jack is going south. I'm actually going south in a few days. So, yeah, if you are listening now, or if you listen to the podcast later, let us know what's up. And more particularly, let us know what you're excited to eat when you're traveling. Because I don't know about you, but for me, I base my travel plans off food. So let us know what's up with that. One quick headline I just want to shout out. I actually saw today on Eater.com, the New York edition, speaking of food, that there's this new service that's coming out. So if you want to complain about your experience at a restaurant, you do not have to like email or ask for a manager. You literally can send them a text message. I am so damn excited about that. So if you're traveling or something and you have a bad food experience, they're rolling it out in a few restaurants. So I'm going to keep my ears to the interwebs to see what's up with that. I think that's great. I don't have a lot of complaints, but it's a good tool. All right, folks, there it is. A little headline, a little intro to what's happening. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk St. Croix. Girls, we run this mother. Yeah. Girls, we run this mother. Girls, we'll run the world.
Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, pasture raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
We're back, folks. Thank you for listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. We are segment two, and on the phone, we have Chef Evelyn Paul, Atlanta-based and Caribbean bred personal chef. I had the pleasure to see her in action this past May at the St. Croix Food and Wine Experience. Evelyn, welcome to Hot Grease.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. Great to be talking to you again.
Yes. Yes. So it's a gloomy, I hear it's a gloomy day here in Atlanta. It is the same thing here. So I am just so delighted to actually talk about St. Croix because it was gorgeous when we were there, right?
It's gloomy here for sure. And I literally just got off the phone with a friend of mine in St. Croix. So yeah, I'm very, very happy to be talking about St. Croix instead.
So I actually saw you in action in St. Croix. What exactly was your role? There were a few other chefs there, but how would you describe your role as a part of the food and wine experience?
Well, I was one of the celebrity chefs featured, but primarily one of the I think my role was a local Caribbean bred, as you said, chef participating in the event. And it was really fun because I met some really cool chefs, but one of the things I really got to do is really kind of share with them some of the food experiences on St. Croix that a lot of them weren't even, privy to because they were not from there, they had not lived there. So that was fun. Kind of, I had a really nice private dinner with one of the chefs, Anna Sorton, where I cooked all locally sourced and local dishes for her, which was pretty cool.
I think we need to back up and tell some people maybe listening, like, St. Croix, what the hell, where is that? We need to give folks the deets on St. Croix and USVI.
It is. We are part of the American Virgin Islands, and St. Croix doesn't get a lot of, I think, mentions because it's a quieter island. It's St. Thomas and St. John, specifically St. Thomas, gets a lot of the cruise ships. But St. Croix is primarily was known for housing the second largest oil refinery in the Western Hemisphere. And so a large part of the economy on St. Croix comes from oil, or came from oil until recently. So St. Croix is not always known as the most tourist destination. What's really great about it is that it's quieter, so when you go there, it's not going to be a ton of cruise ships, like mad, crazy tourists and tacky shirts all over the place. And the locals are pretty cool and very friendly. So it's kind of this hidden gem, I would say, out of the three American Virgin Islands.
It's definitely very laid back. And so you actually grew up a little bit in St. Lucia and then moved to St. Croix. What were your summers like in St. Croix?
My summers were spent largely going to the beach, and we have this one area called by Annalee Farms by the rainforest. We went to the beach, went to the rainforest, because it is a pretty cool small rainforest on the island. Just roaming around in the summer, picking mangoes, which is in season, and a lot of, especially back then when I was growing up, we had just everybody, a lot of us grew our own food. And so just picking, fresh fruit and vegetables and just going to the beach, really. Very idyllic at times. I think about it with nostalgia, especially when I go back home for vacation.
So you mentioned mangoes. What other some of foods that as soon as you see them or you taste them, you're like, ugh. Get me back to St. Croix.
St. Croix has a lot of what we call guinep, which almost looks like, in the sense, the interior of a guinep is kind of like, what is that? A lychee? It's very similar to a lychee on the inside, but the outside's green, but the inside is sweet and sweet and tart at the same time. Summer was is the lychee or the guinep. Period for us. We also have Caribbean plums, which look very different from a domestic plum. So they're these smaller, sweet and tart fruit that are red and yellow, and they have a hard, large seed and this really yummy soft gelatinous meat on the outside. Tamarinds are also really prevalent in the summer. we used to, you know, like summer, you made all kinds of like tamarind balls and like, which are the tamarind and cinnamon spice. You strip the tamarind seed of the pulp.
Yeah.
And then you mix it with sugar and cinnamon and nutmeg and hot pepper. And like cayenne pepper at times, and it's nice and spicy, and that's like almost like our local candy, if you want to call it.
Sounds so delicious.
It was so good. It was so good. I really miss that.
So your journey from St. Croix to New York to Atlanta, enlighten us of how, you know, when you decide, I think I want to cook. I think I want to be a chef professionally. Because you lived here in New York for a while.
I did. And you know, it's funny because cooking did not come natural to me because, you know, growing up in a Caribbean family with a lot, you know, mixed brothers, you know, girls are supposed to do the cooking. And as a result, I rebelled. I hated cooking for a very long time. I really did. And then I did get married when I was pretty young to a gentleman who owned restaurants. And after he and I broke up, I started cooking. And, starting in the restaurant industry, I started at the very, like, the bottom. I was a hostess, waitress. I then got promoted to an assistant manager and realized I really liked the industry. So worked all my way up in New York City. I moved to New York pretty young in my early 20s. And I worked at, you know, all these cool, different, trendy restaurants in New York. And one in particular, I worked at a restaurant where I was not getting along with the chef. As the assistant GM, and I really, he and I, for lack of a better word, we hated each other, hated strong. But I decided to go to cooking school because I wanted, my whole goal was, I'm going to go to cooking school, and when I come back, I'm going to fire him, and then I'll get on the line until we can hire a new chef. But I ended up falling in love with, you know, cooking professionally, and the chef and I became really good friends, and the rest is history.
Wow.
And my first job after cooking school, as a matter of fact, was as a private chef for a very prominent family on St. Croix. So I went back to St. Croix, and I cooked there for a few years professionally.
What an amazing journey. We're going to actually take a quick break, and we're going to talk more St. Croix. We're going to give folks five places that may be under the radar that if they decide to go to St. Croix this summer, they can check out. Evelyn, hold 1 second. We're going to take a quick break. Listeners, will be right back with more Hot Grease. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. On the phone, we're chatting with Chef Evelyn Paul. We're talking all about the U.S. Virgin Islands. Chef Evelyn Paul is a personal chef based in Atlanta and an avid traveler. So, Evelyn, we do this thing on Hot Grease. It's called the Hot Five. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. So we're going to count down, Evelyn, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Some of the places that I probably checked out when I was in St. Croix, and I'm sure you check out all the time, not the touristy spots. There really aren't any touristy spots in St. Croix, don't you agree?
I agree. Yeah, it's definitely not a touristy island, which is, again, what makes it the cool hidden gem. If you're like, you're kind of like in the know and very travel savvy if you make it to St. Croix, I think.
So what would you say is number five on the St. Croix Evelyn Paul edition of the Hot Five?
Well, I would say right off the bat, if you are staying in a villa and not a hotel, so you have a kitchen, I would make it out to Annalee Farms. Which is where we have, it's a small farm owned by a local family, and they have centipole cattle. And so you can actually get fresh local beef, which was that the centipole cattle was bred on St. Croix. The meat is delicious. It's organic. farm raised, and it's so much more inexpensive than buying imported beef. So you can get some really great beef there. I would say for local food, what a lot of people on the island would know, Brady's has, I think, the best local Cajun food, and El Flamboyant, which is I think has the best Cajun Puerto Rican influenced food. And on St. Croix, we have a huge Puerto Rican population that came over from Vieques years ago when the military base went on Vieques. So they kind of transferred a lot of Puerto Ricans there. So the Cajun cuisine is very influenced by Puerto Rican food. And I would say El Flamboyant, which is off of the main highway heading into Frederick, that has the best Cajun Puerto Rican fusion. For a really great just coffee breakfast experience, I think Polly's in Frederickstead, which is the western end of the island, has, you know, like, I think the coolest coffee and breakfast.
So wait a minute,
a continental American breakfast.
Let's go back. You've given us Polly's. Actually, I went to Polly's, right? I think Yeah, we went to Polly's and had coffee. They have smoothies. And it's sitting right on the water. You mentioned Polly's. Yeah, so that was great. So you actually mentioned four. That's fine. We'll take all you have.
But Eat at Cane Bay, by the way, I have to say, Eat at Cane Bay, which is right in Cane Bay where I won the food fight, by the way.
Ah!
I do have to throw that in there. But Eat at Cane Bay, I think, has, like, to me, the best steak and seafood on the island, I have to say.
I'm going
to
tell you, and I don't know if this was on your list, but hands down, Lorraine's Chicken Shack.
Well, yes. How could I forget Lorraine's Chicken Shack? I only have five.
I had to throw that one in there. I didn't know that was going to be on your list.
No,
but
no, Lorraine's Chicken Shack is a staple. It's a classic. And yes, Lorraine's, it definitely makes it on the list.
Chef, thank you so much for coming on Hot Grease and giving us your five spots to check out in St. Croix, and also just telling us about your journey from the Caribbean to New York City to Atlanta. Do you have anything that's coming up here in New York City or Atlanta you want to share with some of our listeners?
Well, you know, I am in New York quite a bit, and right now we just finished the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, and I am working on the Peachtree Farmers Market that I'm going to be participating in. So just a lot. I'm doing a lot of catering this summer. I'm writing a book right now. I'm working on a TV show. So keep posted. There's a lot of stuff going on this summer, so I'm very excited.
Evelyn, thanks so much. People, they can find you online. Your website is Evelyn Paul, correct?
EvelynPaul.com, and also they can follow me on Twitter at Chef Evelyn Paul.
Thank you so much. I'll actually be in Atlanta. I'll send you an email. I'll be in Atlanta next week, so maybe we can connect.
Oh, come over for dinner. Oh, my gosh. I would love to cook for you.
Yes.
Please, for sure.
Evelyn, thanks so much for coming on Hot Grease. Talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Nicole.
Listeners, we'll be back in a bit with more Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Remember, you can always check our show archives and schedule on heritageradionetwork.org. Hot Grease is being produced and engineered by my lucky charm, aka Jack Inslee, today. And this program is being sponsored by Hearst Ranch. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network.com or just Heritage Radio Network. Okay, so every month, you guys know, if you listen to the show, I like to give folks highlights of upcoming things to do in New York or around the country. So I thought I would, this is the beginning of June, so I thought I would take some time to do that. So if you're going to be in New Orleans, or if you live in New Orleans and you have friends in New Orleans, you should totally come to the Pralines. Some people say Praline, some people say Pralines Farm. It is happening this coming weekend, June 8th and 9th, I'll be on a panel talking about the consumption of pralines in New Orleans and other places. Other places is probably not going to be called pralines, but I'm really excited about that. Fanny Gearson, if you guys have listened to Hot Grease before, she's been on the show. She has a book, My Sweet Mexico, and Paletas. So she'll be in New Orleans. So, yeah, check it out. If you go to my website, foodcultures.com, it is on the left bar side up under upcoming events. So that's New Orleans. As I mentioned before to Chef Evelyn Paul, I'm going to be in Atlanta. Right after I leave New Orleans, I'm going straight to Hot Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for, 13 years. Went to college there and lived there afterwards. So I'm doing a happy hour. Shout out to the Weston Buckhead Atlanta for we are partnering and doing a Brooklyn Food Meets Atlanta happy hour on June 12th. I'm totally excited. I'm taking a bag load of goodies from all my BK vendors, Morris Kitchen, With Love from Brooklyn, Edible Brooklyn is throwing in a bunch of magazines, a whole list of folks. So I'm totally, totally excited about partnering with the Western Atlanta Buckhead and meeting some people that I haven't met in person, but I met them online. So yeah, Atlanta Buckhead, June 12th, 6 to 8, happy hour. Come check me out. What else is going on? So Juneteenth, I think last year I did a whole show about Juneteenth. I know I've posted it on my personal Facebook page about Juneteenth, and some people ask me, what the hell is Juneteenth? But Juneteenth is in some states, particularly in Texas, is huge. It's celebrated on June 19th, and it's a holiday, an actual holiday in Texas, where slaves in Texas actually found out that they were free. So, because we have the Emancipation Proclamation, but it took some time for some folks to realize that there was a law and they could be free. So in Texas, Juneteenth is super huge. In other parts of the country, people have what I like to call freedom celebrations. Some people use the word Juneteenth. Here in Brooklyn, there are three things that are going on to celebrate freedom celebration. Prospect Park's Leffert House is doing a freedom strut on July 1st. And I thought, wow, it'd be super cool on July 1st to invite some of my friends there and do a picnic basket full of food and goodies and silhouette artists. So July 1st, we'll be on the lawn adjacent to historic Leffert's House in Prospect Park. All the information should be on my website this week. I'm calling it a great day at Leffert's. So yeah, it's everyone who wants to come and celebrate culture, more particularly Black culture, freedom, achievements, come out and look for what else is going on. Oh, I love Edible Brooklyn. Eat, Drink Local Week is the end of the month. They have hundreds, literally hundreds of participating restaurants and bars. You can go on their website. You can actually sign up for their newsletter. I love their newsletter. And get all the deets about Eat, Drink Local Week in Brooklyn. What else do we have? And finally, last but not least, is the New School is doing a Spirits of America seminar. I'm about to screw up the date on this. They have a list of public programs and they're doing this. I'm looking at my calendar. I think it is the last week in June, but it will be a talk or a lecture about alcohol in
June 26th.
Thank you. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's a producer in the house. June 26th, the New School, Spirits of America. I'm always very curious to hear about alcohol. It has a very interesting history. All right, Jack, anything else? Jack told us about Bonnaroo.
How was the Bed-Stuy bar crawl?
The Bed-Stuy bar crawl. Bedford-Stuyvesant, folks, is a neighborhood in Brooklyn. I partnered up with Alicia Miranda and Clay Williams. Every 6 weeks we do a bar crawl. The first one we had 20 people. The second one we had 30. And round number three, which was this weekend, we had 50 people. It was great. It was really, really cool. People are really excited who live in the neighborhood to come out and connect with other folks. And some people who've never been to Bed-Stuy before, it gives them an opportunity to see Bed-Stuy, the new Bed-Stuy, without all the connotation. So it's happening again. We hope to partner up with some of the very popular folks in the neighborhood who are doing stuff, and keep offering, you know, the love. All right, folks, keep peeled to heritageradionetwork.com. If you are not signed up for our email list, you need to do that. Jack puts together an amazing newsletter that has all the highlights and all the shows on Heritage Radio Network, in addition to clips, really quick tidbits of different shows. So you should do that without a doubt. We're doing big things here at Heritage Radio Network. You didn't know? All right, folks. Have a good Monday. I won't see you or listen to you. You won't hear me next Monday. I'm taking Monday off because I'll be out of town, but I'll be back on June 18th. Thank you again for listening. Join me here every Monday at 3:30. And remember, as always, take the road less traveled. Makes no difference
what group I'm in. Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.